Okay, Rabotai, what we are trying to do today is finish Simen Kuf Tzadehei, which is the Simen of Harchakos. What we have remaining, more or less, are the dinim that are found in Se'if Zayin, Se'if Ches, and Se'if Tes. Se'if Zayin tells us, Lo yistak alfil ba'akev ala b'mkomos ha'mechusim sheba, but you are allowed to be mistakel in mekomos ha'gluyim, despite the fact that shenehene bir'iyasa. So you're not allowed to look at her heel and other mekomos ha'mechusim sheba, just a few ha'aros that we'll have to cover. Lo yistakel afilu ba'akeva, what is the chiddush of akeva over the other areas? That's one question. The other question that we have to cover is simply that the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chaf, right? The Kolos are in Nedarim, apparently. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chaf has some interesting lines. Nedarim Daf Chaf is like one of those dafim that had you known about in high school during every Q&A with your Rebbe. You would have said, Rebbe, can we discuss Nedarim Daf Chaf, right? That's sort of the way it goes. But Nedarim Daf Chaf says that a person should not be mistakel be'erva. A person who is mistakel will end up coming lidei gili arayos. It sounds like it's a very bad thing. And the Gemara says that Amar Rav Yosef Tainad, that when we say that you're not allowed to be mistakel ba'akeva, Rav Yosef's Lushan is b'ishtol nida. Despite the fact that it's ishtol nida and that it's going to be mutter afterwards, still you should not be mistakel. Amar Reish Lakish, akeva dektani b'makom hatinofes shehu mechuvan neged akeva. Reish Lakish says that akeva means makom hatinofes. In other words, that when we speak about Chazal tell us, Rashi points out at the beginning of Parshas Noach, that we have a responsibility that even when we're speaking about sensitive and intimate topics, we should try to use Lashon Nekiyah. So therefore, Chazal don't want to speak about La'osol Makom. By the way, in Jewish, we don't speak about the vagina, no? We speak about the La'osol Makom, that area. There's a tznius. And that same tznius comes across in this Gemara, that we speak about Akeva, right? The heel. Really, it means, says Reish Lakish, don't be mistakel ba'osol makom. However, right, the osol makom is mechuvan neged akeva. Ad kan. Based on this, so everyone and their uncle jumps up and down and they spit with a nickels and they say, what are you talking about? How come Shulchan Aruch asers being mistakel in all mekoymais ha-mechusim, harei ha-gemara, Omeres, Sherak Makom Hatinofes is Usar. Only the Osam Makom is Usar, not other locations. And this is already a very, very serious Shaila, and there is an Arichus Devorim Gedola about this question. So let's just go through it very quickly. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rashba that really, when the Gemara says akeva, what the Gemara means is any makom that's mechusa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And that's what the Rashba, as the source of this din, is teaching us, that you can't be mistakel in any makom that's mechusa. Okay? That's interesting. Habayahi, it's against the Gemara, no? Because the Gemara tells me only makom hatinofes. So, dear Rashba, you're a holy Jew, you probably had a beard, right? Mistama the Rashba, right? It was quite orthodox. But Rashba, how can you say that any makom that's mechusa when the Gemara says only akeva? Like, what's pshat in the Beis Yosef? So the Drisha over here tries to smooth it over. The Drisha says, you know what? Akeva, the heel, is an interesting area. Lifa amim, the heel is mechusa. Lifa amim, the heel is megula. Sometimes, right, you wear socks. Sometimes you don't wear socks. Sometimes you walk around barefoot, no? I don't want to scandalize any of you, but like women also have heels, and they also sometimes walk around barefoot, no? And therefore, zok the drisha. That's why we talk about akeva. But kosha kein any makom ha megula. Kosha any makom ha mechusa. Now again, the Drusha's explanation is also a beautiful explanation, but it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says Akeva means only one thing, right? The Gemara says Akeva means the Makom Hatinofes. By the way, Akeva being synonymous with Makom Hatinofes is because the Akeva, the heel, is usually a dirty area of the body, and people often refer to the Oso Makom, even in crude expressions that are used in our world, the Oso Makom is also referred to as being a Makom Hatinofes, no? It's also referred to as being a place of dirt. Again, I'm not advocating using those Lashonos. It's a terrible thing, but I'm even Yovin. Now, the Bach comes along, and the Bach has a slightly different explanation. The Bach says that maybe when the Gemara says that Akeva means Makom Hatinofes, the Gemara is speaking about a very specific thing. The Gemara is talking about the din of Hamistakel ba'akeva yiulobonim she'enam mehuganim. Right? The Gemara in the Dam Daf Chav teaches us that there's b'nei tishas hamidos, that there are nine things that can produce children who will have bad midos, who will not be upstanding, morally civilized individuals. So therefore, with respect to that halacha of Bonim Shayna Mahuganim, that's where it means the Makaim Hatinofes. But with respect to the Isra Lahistakel, it means anything. That's what the Bach says. Now actually that Bach is not bad. What the Bach is saying is that in context of that Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mean the Makom Hatinofes for every din, it only means that one specific din of Bonim of She'ena Mahuganim. But the Bach is a bit of a stretch, a bit of a chiddush within the Gemara. Comes along the Taras Hashlamim and the Sidre Tahara. And they both tie this. The Taras Hashlamim Ostes is a Sidre Tahara, I don't know, somewhere. Sidre Tahara Os Shtoyate Os Yudale. The Sidre Tahara and the and the Taras Hashlamim both point out that really you have to learn Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, no? The Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, it's right at the beginning of Shar HaPrisha. Mamish, right at the beginning of the Ravid. It's like Os Beis in my editions of the Ravid. I think it's like on page 2, right? It's right on the Amid Beis. Yes, sir?
I'm just looking at the Lashon of the Gemara. It doesn't look super halachic. It sounds like the Gemara is giving a lot of advice, but it's just in the context. You shouldn't hang out with
Amaretz and... So we're going to have to discuss whether those things are halachic or not halachic in my next, in the Life in the Heights shiur coming up, probably 2 weeks from now, we'll discuss that. In other words, the Gemara says, let's say, don't hang around with a Kayin Amaretz because he might give you Truma, no? Don't hang around with this and this person, right? So there's a few interesting Musardic ideas. Is it true la halacha or not? Look at the Shalmei Nedarim. Right? Anyone who's in the Kolo, by the way, you're like halfway through the year, word to the wise, Shalmei Nedarim rocks. The Shalmei Nedarim, it's such a fun sefer, no? Like on every Gemari, it's like a Geshmaka Shtikol Torah. So Shalmei Nedarim over there on Daf Chav has an arichus as to whether we paskin la halacha that you're not allowed to. Is it just bad midos, bad Musar, to eat at a meal with someone who's not fully shomer mitzvahs, or are we saying much, much, much more than that? Are we saying that's like halachically problematic? Now, Hayotze Yezazoy. The Raven in the Balei HaNefesh says that Rav Yosef says Be'ishtel Nida. Reish Lakish then comes and says it's only Makom Hatinofes. We could learn that Reish Lakish and Reb Yechanan, Reish Lakish and Reb Yosef, are basically disagreeing. No? Alternatively, we could say that they are agreeing. Those are always two possibilities. Now, it's interesting, by the way, the Lashon HaGemara is Omar, not, right? Omar Reish Lakish, not Reish Lakish Omar. No? Usually we have a yesod, which I always thought is like something that they just teach in Haskalas HaGemara, but the Rishonim actually say this kasei there in the shir that I'm giving in Stern now. The Ritva makes a big deal about this on Dav Ayin, Dav Lamed Hey Amid Beis in Avodah Zarah, that Omar so-and-so means they agree. So-and-so Omar means they disagree. The Ravid over here is not sure. The Ravid over here is misupik as to whether Rish Lakish and Rav Yosef are agreeing or disagreeing. And therefore, the Ravid comes up with the following idea. It's entirely possible that what Rish Lakish is saying is that Makom HaTinofes is Usur, even if it's not Ishto Nida. Meaning, even if it's Ishto who is Tahora, you are not allowed to be Mistakel in the Makom HaTinofes. No? And therefore, what Rish Lakish and Rav Yosef are saying is two hezberim of mistakel havyan lambanim sheinu meguganim, the Israel hestakel, whatever it is. But the hezber of Rav Yosef is what? Is that b'ishto nida? It's usher. The hezber of Rish Lakish is b'ishto she'ena nida. It's usher. Only makom hatinofes. Now, there are a few interesting things that emerge from this Ravid. Ba'afarish otam, achat al achat. First, the Ravid is saying, I'm not sure, pshat in the Gemara. And therefore, zuk the Ravid, since we can't be machriya, because it's maisa shamayim, the question as to whether it will be banim muhuganim or banim she'ena muhuganim is not up to us. That's klape shemayim, it's maisa shemayim. So nonetheless, naktina katarvayhu l'chumra, the asur estako be'ekev ishtol nida, min ekev nomad l'cho, makom ha'mechusa sheba. Meaning, the Ravid is saying that we can't be machriya, and therefore, what we do is we are machmir in both ways. We're machmir that be'ishto nida, it's usher. And we're machmir that be'ishto shalav nida, it's usher to look at makom hatinofes. Right? Now, the Sitrei Tahara over here in Ois Yud Aleph and earlier in Ois Yud Aleph, and I think there's one other place in the Sitrei Tahara, maybe it's Osheya or Zvav, the Sitrei Tahara uses this Ravid as like a klal gadol b'chol ha'Torah kula, or I should say, klal gadol b'chol inyanei harchakos kulam, that whenever you have a shailah inyanei harchakos, we have to be machmir. That's what the Sitrei Tahara says, no? Sitrei Tahara in Os Yud Aleph discusses whether you're allowed, whether a woman is allowed to sit on her husband's bed when he's a nida, no? Lie down on the husband's bed, sit on the husband's bed, right? We had a whole discussion about this. Sitrei Tahara says, machmir! Why? Like the Ravid said, like I'll write in Sifkat and Yudalit. Meaning the Sitrei Tahara is assuming that what this Ravid is teaching me is b'chol inyanei harchakos yesh lahachmir. U'ladidit sarich iyon harbe bozeh. Because l'cha'ora, what the Ravid means is something more like I have two possible hezberim in this Gemara, and just like the Gemara has a yesod many times in Shas, shkulam heim v'yomol tarvayihu, no? When I can't be machriya, it should mean one. I don't know what it means, X or Y. I can't be machriya, so they'll both be included. So l'cha'ora, that's what the Ravid means. L'cha'ora, the Ravid is not saying that b'chol inyanei harchakos you have to be machmir. And of course, as we know, this is the Sitrei Tahara's big yesod that you should always be machmir by all inyanei harchakos. But we pointed out that the crazier place here, the Rebbe Reb Yonason, Eibshitz, Zechronon of Rachas, Chusa Yugan Alain Umain, the Rebbe Reb Yonason Eibshitz, Tainas, that who says we could be most of harchakos? Why? Maybe only those things that you know is us or other things not. Right? And that l'cha'ora should be part of the same conversation. So one issue that I have is as follows. If the Sitrei Tahara is correct, so then, if the Sitrei Tahara is correct, I don't know if we can extrapolate that we have to be machmir by all harchakos. Shainis. If there is a machlokas between Rav Yosef and Reish Lakish, and I'm not sure who is correct, So lecha ora, I should have to be machmir more than what it says in Shulchan Aruch, no? Rav Yosef says that by ishtei nida it's aser, no? We assume in Shulchan Aruch that the isser by ishtei nida is only mekomos hamechusim sheba, no? Shteit in Ramah that mekomos hamegulam sheba is mutter, no? But if Rav Yosef is correct that be'ishtei nida, there's an iser, and he doesn't define what that iser is, so who says I'm allowed to look at mekomos hamegulim sheba be'ishtei nida? No? That l'cha'ora is a strong kasha. Now, there are mishonim who are machmir that it's usher lehistakel b'mekomos hamegulim sheba ishtel nida. No? If you look in the Sidrei Tahara Os Tesvav, he goes from the Sharei Dura, Reb Yitzchok Midura. Right? The Sharei Dura says that you're not allowed to be mistakel even in mekomos hamegulim. That means you can't. What? We have to define that term also. What is mistakel? Now, there are three possibilities about mistakel. The nicest rate that I saw on this is found in the Meshmeres HaTahara, quoting, what's that say for the Paradis Rimonim? Quoting the Paradis Rimonim. There are really three things that can be defined as histakos. Histakos could mean that I am looking with intention to derive pleasure. No? Histakos would mean that you're looking, but not just looking in a cursory way. You're staring, you're gazing, intending to gain pleasure. Histakos could mean also that I am looking without kavana to get pleasure, but I am really looking. And histakos could also mean ri'iyah ba'alma, no? In the Badei HaSholchan, Reb Vaiv HaKohen Tainas, it's page 275, 276. Reb Vaiv HaKohen Tainas, that it's not exactly clear what the word histakos means in this context. No? Not clear at all. There's a Mi'iri on Samach Dalet in this Masechta, who says that histakos means only to gain pleasure. But says with Bible, it's entirely possible that the Mi'iri would go like the Shari Dura and would answer even Mekomos Hagaluyim Shabbat. Right? One could make a strong case that the Isser is to stare in order to get pleasure. That could apply even to Mekomos Hagaluyim, correct? It's not clear what the word histakos means. Mogen Avram Paskins, in Simin Reish Chafei, I believe, that there's an Israel histakel b'keshes, no? You're not allowed to be mistakel at a rainbow. You know, the Gemara in Chagiga says that when there's a rainbow, you shouldn't say, hey, right? Don't post it on Facebook. Look at that rainbow. Right? Don't say, because the Gemara says that a rainbow is a simin that the Rabbonu Shalom wants to destroy the world. He's just holding back because of some promise. I know that the Ramban on Parshas Noach raises a question that we know that rainbows like have some scientific reasoning behind them. But however we deal with that kasha, l'maisa, a rainbow means that the Rabbanu Shalom wants to destroy us. So don't tell people there's a rainbow. Don't tell people there's a rainbow. So, but what does it mean to be mistako? Bekasha says the Magen Avraham, mistako means to really stare at it. Ri'iya ba'alma is not included in histakos. Azul histako b'dmus adam rasha, no? The Gemara says. There are many dinim in Shas about the term of histaklos. And what is histaklos mean? By the way, it's a phenomenally important topic. The only ha'ara I want to add on this is if you look in Bofa Metzia, daf beiz omer aleph. Totally random, no? But Metzia, daf beiz omer aleph. There's machlekes between Tosfos and the Tosfos HaRosh in the sugya of habata behefker. Right, the Gemara has a Hava Amina, the Habata Behefker is Kona, no? And the Balei HaTosfos ask a Kasha, but don't we know from the end of the Masechta the Habata Taka is Kona? So the Balei HaTosfos answer that Habata means that you're like building a Geder. It doesn't really mean that you're just staring, whatever that means. So If you look carefully at the Tosis and the Tosis HaRosh, Tinilo Tosis, Tinilo Tosis HaRosh in Vav Metzia Daf Beis Amud Aleph, this is actually a chiddush that I told a fellow who's a professor of Talmud in JTS, and this is like the first thing he like say, hey, Schwartz, that's not bad, right? It's a pasha shir, you know? That the Tosis and Tosis HaRosh are disagreeing there, Vav Metzia Daf Beis, about the nature of the word habata, which equals histatus in that sugya. Does it mean just a cursory glance, or does it mean a sustained glance? And they're kama v'kama nafkaminas wadina. Lecha ora, it should be obvious. They just read Iyab Alma's mutter in this context. The question is what histaklus means. Does histaklus mean, lechori we hold like the Magen Avraham, does histaklus mean I'm looking to derive hana'ah? And if that's the case, I'm looking to derive hana'ah. So Reb Feivel says, oh, maybe b'kahai gav nir mekomas hamakaluyim should be aser. And our other friend in the Mishmeres HaTahara, he basically says that lahalacha, we reject this sharidura. And we hold that even looking to derive hana'ah is going to be mutter b'ishtoy nida if it is a makom that is megula. Mr. Kurtz!
Just want to get clarification.
I like the loud room, like you could really belt it out, yeah.
So I want to get clarification, because I think the way we approach a sugya is from a harkaka standpoint in marital context. I'm familiar with the general isser of histakus, which we started referring to. I was wondering if Ray could clarify what the general prohibition is that way, maybe, and then how it
so look in the Badei HaShulchan page Reish Ayin. Hey, he points out in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim that by Eish HaSish, by someone else's wife, even Makomos, that by an Asian such Makomas are usually Mechusin, even Habota Ba'alma, even Re'iya Ba'alma, Lefitumo is Asar. But by Makomas HaGaluyim, Histaklus Kedele Hanos is Asar, but Histaklus not Kedele Hanos, Re'iya Ba'alma is going to be Mutter. That's what he says. The question is whether we're more Machmir by Ishtomida or more Mekel, right? The Magen Avraham, by the way, says it also, he quotes from Magen Avraham Kuf Chav Ches, which is the din that you're not supposed to be mistake out the hands of the Kohanim during Duchening, no? Because the Shechinah is on their hands, right? That's the old joke in Yiddish, right? The first time you look at the Kohanim's hands, you go blind in one eye. Second time you look at the Kohanim's hands, you go blind in the second eye. And the Shelat HaSheilah, what happens the third time you look? It's a very important Shaila in Yiddish folklore, yeah.
I just want to understand, because I know we brought up Los Sikravu and other prohibitions. What is the Stakos fully into?
Pashtus is certainly included in Los Sasarachil Bavchim Achim Nechem. I think that's pretty pashut. Daf Yomi yesterday was Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, no? Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf actually deals with some of these Isurim. The Pashtus is it some sort of Isser of Lo Yaharher Adam Bayom Shelo Yavo Lide Keri Balaila, which many assume is a Dinda Oraisa. Right? It's a Dinda Oraisa. It's not just a Skyog de Rabbanon Shelo Yavo Lide Keri. The question is, what exactly are the parameters of that when you live in a world where. Someone was posting on Facebook recently, again, the age-old conversation about what should a Bezdin do for a Tevila of a Gioris. Which is an important question, like in terms of Tznius and whatever. I mean, I have to admit that I see much less of every Gioris in the mikvah when we convert her than I see of 96% of the people in Washington Heights as they walk in the street sometime in July and August. Right? I think that's a reality. What that means is worth thinking about, but I think it's pretty obvious, no? I don't know if I'm fully answering your question, but there's a whole sugya here that we're kind of skirting a bit. That's actually a really bad pun. Okay.
Are Makomos HaGluyim defined like woman by woman?
Wait. Wait! Okay? So, again, the first issue that we're talking about is the source in the Gemara. Second issue that we're discussing is what are called Mekoma, is what is called Histakos. Third issue, what's called Mekomos HaMechusim versus what is called Mekomos HaGeluyim. Very important, Shaila, as well. And Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe, Chilik Beisim and Ayin Hei. Moshe commenting on the Pisca Tshuva, Sifkotin Yud Sivkatin Yod. The Pesach Tshuva has a suffix about whether Kol Isha Erva applies by Ishto Nida, no? When your wife's a Nida, she allowed to sing a lullaby for the kid. When your wife's a Nida, she allowed to... some people actually are happy in life. I don't know any of them. But some people are happy, actually. They sometimes walk around singing songs. And is she allowed to just, like, walk around singing? When your wife's a Nida, is she allowed, you know, to sing Shabbos Zemir? Is there many permutations of this question? So Pesach Tshuva is Mesupik. Right? Basically, the Suffolk is that the Gemara in Shabbos on Yud Gimel's Makish, Ashes Ishla Ishto Nida, just by Ashes Ish, we have Dinim of Erva. So Ishto Nida also we have Dinim of Erva. By Ashes Ish is a Din, like the Rush writes, like the majority of the Shainim. It's funny, it's the Chuba of a right over here writes a Lashon Kenkasu Kol Haposkim, no? That the Rush and all the Poskim write that the Isser of Kobi Isha Erva applies to any woman, even not B'shas Kriyashma, correct? In modern Orthodoxy, like, everyone plays around with this sugya, and they say, Kol B'Isha Erva applies only B'shas Kriyashma, no? And it's not fundamentally Erva. There's a lot to say about it. Hanir Lofi in the Estaiti, the Ramosha Lichtenstein, when he wrote his tshuva about Kol B'Isha, invoking all those who shown him, was doing it only Be'ez HaTzorech in the Israeli army, where you could really destroy morale of all the frum people. You want to be a chevra. You're fighting with these people. You're defending the Kodesh Baruch Hu's country. And if you're going to walk out when a woman begins to sing, so then that shows everybody else that you're not part of the chevra, and then you won't defend each other. It could be a terrible thing, chas v'shalom. So in those situations, you can be meigel. Does that mean I can be meigel on Kol B'Isha Erva, let's say, for a woman to lead Kabbalat Shabbat and Shul? Hanir Lof Yinis Daiti, that we have to be machmir on Kol B'Isha Erva in the context of Shul, certainly. No? Especially when you put up a Baal Tefillah, the idea is with Sumei Kola, no? The whole idea is that you want everyone to sing along. I'm not into partnership in Yanim. Let me tell you a deep little secret, right? I'm not into partnership minyanim for many reasons. One of the reasons is Kol B'Isha Erva also. Like, we can't forget about Aruch Chaim Simonai and Hay. We can't forget about the Pesachei Tshuva Sivkatin Yud. His lashon is Ken Kasu Kol HaPoskim. That lashon, like, shocked me a teeny bit. Because, like, I grew up, you know, Kol HaPoskim, come on. That doesn't mean that there are no kulos. It doesn't mean a face in a situation, like, to go and hear the Lion King or something. I remember discussing this with some guys in the Shia. I'm not saying there's nothing to rely on. You have to balance. You have to balance. Like, if your in-laws want you to go, your wife wants you to go something, you know, it's a stage, it's a whatever it is. But I do think that the normative approach to Psak Halacha is that there's a din of Kol B'Isha Erva. Okay. Now, that was an editorial. Pesach Tshuva is mesupik about Kol B'Isha Erva. When Moshe Feinstein, Yerideach Elav Beisim and Ayin Hey, says that you should be machmir. The suffix again is how much of a hekesh there is. When Moshe says you should be machmir, what about Seyar B'Isha Erva? Like, does your wife have to cover her hair when she's in Nida? So, Moshe Feinstein writes that he thinks maybe there's more ground to be makel. He puts Seyar into the general context of Makomos HaMechusim versus Makomos HaGluyim. And Rav Moshe writes that although the Gemara in Yuma talks about this woman called Kimches in every Beis Yankiv, in every girl's school, this is like the most famous Gemara, no? There's a woman, Kimches, and she was zochet to so many Kohanim Gedolim, right? She yatsu mimena, because l'ra'u koros beisi seyar roshi, know that, like, the beams of her home never saw her hair. She even covered her hair at home. That's a hiddur zot Rav Moshe. It's a beautiful hiddur. It's something mimekai, but most people feel, Rav Moshe says, that you have to cover your hair at home only when other people are around. And you have to cover your hair outside all the time. And says Rav Moshe, the dinim of covering your hair is that you cover your hair when others are around. And that shows that it's not really considered makom hamachusa. Because the definition of makom hamachusa is those areas that you'll cover when there's only you and your husband at home. Right? That's where Moshe writes in that tshuva. So the hair is really makam hamagula, not makam hamachusa. And the ikar hadin, no need to cover bizman nidusa. It's a hider, it's a nice thing. Kimcha stuff to cover it, but it's not really required. That's what Moshe has. Now, by the way, what Rav Moshe seems to be saying in this tshuva, and what's his name? Getzel Ellenson points this out in his, you know, there's like three volumes. Ha'isha v'ha'mitzvot, Bein Ha'isha l'yotzra, and something about tznius or whatever. He has like three very good volumes. It's like, if you want a book, I learned this with my wife when we were engaged. We went through these svarim together, because they're good books in terms of just like halachos and men and women. He doesn't editorialize, unlike me. He just like gives you the makoros. Right? Using the makoros. So you go through, you learn it. They're very, very good svarim, actually. So Getzel Ellenson points out that this Truba Negris Moshe, there's another Truba also, is alluding to the idea that many fellows in Haaretz Zion, they quote this from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, that maybe women are allowed to uncover their hair at home, even in front of others. It's like a relatively common thing to uncover your hair at home, even in front of others. And the basis for this is that when the Gemara in Ksuvos discusses the sugya of hair covering, the Gemara says it based on where you are. Babayis, b'chatzar, b'shuk. No? Therefore, if it's a din in where you are, it's not a din in who else is there. I heard this years ago also from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. I didn't hear it directly from him. People quoted it from him. So, it's interesting that Rav Moshe has a line here in that tshuva, Chilat Besim and Ayin Hei, where he basically says, yeah, that svara sounds correct, but don't do it. No? You saw that? Read the tshuva carefully. In Chilat Besim and Ayin Hei. No? You guys looked at the tshuva? Right? He says, yeah, that svara, it's very common. You should know, sometimes I go over to someone's house, and like, you know, in our communities, people don't always cover their hair, and you see somebody, and like, she seems to be a very firm woman, and her hair is uncovered, and like, sometimes they're uncomfortable. Then I remember for a second, no, the husband went to gush. Right? Again, it's not... it's not like... Rav Moshe actually entertains that svara also, but Rav Moshe says, don't do it. Right? Rav Moshe like, entertains it. It sounds like he feels it's really fundamentally correct, but don't do it. Now, effectively what we have is Azoy. Rav Moshe is saying that when a woman is a nida, she does not have to cover her hair, because the hair is makom hamegula. Now, his definition of makom hamagula versus makom hamachusa is what do you cover when it's just you and your husband around. Right? L'cha'ora, that would mean, like many frum women, for example, would never go outside with a shirt above their elbow, but at home, come on, of course, no? Right? That's like pretty standard, right? Whatever the definition, whatever you do at home in a relatively, in a non-provocative way, just like a normal way to dress, you wear shorts to bed, no? Some people like wearing shorts, right? Again, I'm not talking about like particularly revealing stuff. Shorts, right? Again, so according to Moshe, l'cha'ora, that should be okay. Remember Rabbi Neuberger, when I was taking chassan classes, was a little bit masupik about that point. I don't fully chap what the suffix is, but he was basing the suffix about since the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaya Adam, at the shok, the area above the knee, is objective erva, so then maybe you have to be more machmir. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that about that nekuda. I could hear being meko on that nekuda as well. But... So Reb Fivel Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan, page Ayin Resh Vav, Resh Ayin Vav, whatever it is, Reb Fivel says that he doesn't think this is correct. Because the Gemara talks about Akeva. Shulchan Aruch talks about Akeva. Akeva is the heel. Now heels, v'cha'ora, are covered outside. Because when you go outside, you always wear shoes. But inside, it's not covered, no? And yet, Shulchan Aruch, as many of the Rishonim point out, uses Akiva as the paradigmatic makom hamechusa. The heel is an area that's mechusa. So why is the heel mechusa? You walk around barefoot at home? So says Reb Five, well, maybe Ramesh is wrong. Maybe the pshat is that women used to wear long flowing skirts that went down almost to the floor, and even at home, the Akev was mechusa. You should know in our friend, the Mishmeres HaTahara, he says as far over here that's not so friendly. The Mishmeres HaTahara writes that he thinks women be'is nidusa have to wear stockings all the time. Because the Akev, the heel, has to be covered. And therefore you can't go around barefoot. You have to wear stockings or socks. And that's already razzle-dazzle, no? It's not so pashut exactly how to answer this kasha unless you say what Revival says about how they used to wear long flowing skirts. It seems to be a bit of a kasha against Reb Moshe. It happens, if you look carefully in the Rishonim, there's a fundamental machlokas as to whether Akev is considered a makom hamachusa or makom hamagula. In the footnote on our super duper Ramban, they point out that the lashon of the Ramban almost sounds like Akev is really makom hamagula. How come they aser Akev more? So again, it could be because Akev is mechuvan keneged beis hatorfa. Maybe that's why. It could be what they're saying is that even the Akev, which is not like an attractive part of the body you should not stare at, that would be a line in line with the Shari Dura, that even Makomos Hamagulim is going to be usher to stare. It's not exactly pashut how to deal with this question of Akev. Certainly the Rishonim would say that Akev is Makom Hamagula, so then we're in greater difficulty. If Akev is Makom Hamachusa, so also not so pashut, because that would seem to imply against Reb Moshe, the Trisha's Lashon, that Akev is sometimes Mechusa, sometimes Megula, is probably closest to being correct, to my mind, in this context. But I'm still not 100% sure what to do with it. Again, so what we have over here is Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Zayin. Halacha L'maisa, what's the din about, let's say, Kol B'isha, with your wife who's in Nida? Right, so this should depend really on the nature of the package, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. Now, l'cha'ora, if I am assuming that there is no hekesh, no complete hekesh, so that means that Kol B'isha is going to be mutter by my wife when she's anita. Great. That would mean also that harachas b'samim she'olah should be mutter, because it's clear from Eben Ha'ezer Siman Chav Aleph that we are more mekel on smelling the besumim than we are on kol. Now, the fact that the Pesach Tshuva at the beginning of the siman asar harachas habesumim would seem to indicate that we're taking it more seriously. Some say that maybe me'ikar hadin harachas habesumim is mutter, me'ikar hadin kol be'isha is mutter, But again, kol beisha by ishtonida, harachas besam by ishtonida. But kol hamach midvar ma'elu kado sheyamer lo. No. If you look in the Sifsei Levi, Os Yud Beis, that's his sprach. Chacham Avadi Yosef on page Kuf Ayin, I believe, in the Taharas Habayis, Chacham Avadi is inclined that fundamentally you could be make on these things. No. I think me'ikar hadin, although Reb Moshe's machmer kol beisha, Meikardin Rabbi Neuberger used to say in the Chassan classes, and I think the Pashtus is, that the Hekesh is not really a complete Hekesh, and therefore you can be Meikol. However, and this, by the way, is found in the Mishmeres HaTahara, in one of his footnotes, he quotes it, Rabbi Yoshev said, that Meikardin, you can be Meikol on Kobi Isha when your wife's in Nida, she's allowed to sing. But if she's singing specifically to you, she's singing you your favorite song, she's serenading you, so Rabbi Yoshev feels that you should be machmir in that case. And the Mishmeres HaTahara Tainas, maybe that's called Tzchok V'Kalos Rosh. Now that would actually fit in on some level with our understanding that Tzchok V'Kalos Rosh is Mar Gola Erva, no? It would really fit in. In other words, when you serenade somebody, the idea is you're trying to get the person in the mood. Again, I do think that in our world there is strong grounds to be mako on kol be'isha be'ishto nida. The suffix especially in the context of, let's say, Shire Kodesh, singing Zemiris, L'Chaora, is drawing room to be make on that kasha. It's just important to realize that this actually is a halachic conversation. Okay, there's much more to say. I didn't really get to Sif Ches and Sif Tes. Look at the other point I want to make is just that the Goyin over here addresses all of the questions that we began with in terms of the Gemara and the Dorim says Ekev is Dafka. How come over here we're saying Ekev is any Mokum that's Mechusa? So the Goyin then just has a comment. Chick, chack, boom. The Goyin says, you know what? The Rash wrote a different Gerus in the Gemara. Right? The Goyin with that line is like solving all of the problems in Judaism. No? You see that line? The Goyin, unbelievable. He managed. The Goyin is very smart. That's why we call him the Goyin. Okay, Chevra, you should have a good day. I mean, I have to run. I have to give somebody a Bechina now, but okay, Yashikovach.